You? Who are you?
You?
Why the Noah's not in the Mishnah?
I think he asked that.
Yeah, so the Pnei Yeshua asks the question. He doesn't know. Pnei Yeshua. But he says maybe the Mishnah just has brachas that are kolel a lot of meaning. And of course it has to say the chutz.
Why isn't there in its own light? Like,
there's
a separate.
That's not the topic of the mission. I don't know. The topic of the mission is.
I think it's the question.
Chutz min ha'lech. Chutz min ha'lech. Oh, so then why doesn't it say chutz min ha'lech? Mizonos? He says, no, that's not a kasha either. He says, no, he takes care of all the problems. It's because you don't learn from, the Gemara says, you don't learn from a klal. Ain't made him in a klal. You don't learn, even though the Mishnah says klal. And the Gemara says, even though it says chutz, doesn't mean it's exhaustive. The Gemara like that. But this, the second question is always good. Why doesn't it have mizonos at all? Anywhere. Unless I'm missing it somewhere.
The shackle on the Mishnah?
The shackle, yes, the next Mishnah, I think. Right?
Oh, you mean it's not a Mishnah anywhere?
I didn't see it anywhere. The next mission says Bircha al peros ilan bori pri adama yotzav al peros aris bori pri aisiv lo yotzav al kulam im omar shakol yivro yotzav. The next one says the al davish ein gidula minoritz omar shakol yivro.
What's the significance of it not being in a Mishnah? Like, what does that say about the thing? I mean, like Hanukkah's not in the Mishnah, like.
Yeah. Because it's the Gemara that has mizonos, right? On Lamed, a few places. Lamed Vav, I think it is. I'm a little on base. Yeah. I think it's a statement of Rabbi Shmuel somewhere. Yeah, the bottom. Bottom of Lama Vilvon Beis. The Rabbi Shmuel, Domer Tavayo, Kol Sheish Bo Mechameshus Aminim, Yvarach Olaborim Rizans. I am the common member. All right. Anyway, what's the question, Matt?
What's significant about it not being in the Mishnah? Like there are other, there are bonds also that aren't in the Mishnah. Like, what does that say about the thing? Like, why is that surprising?
Well, it's surprising because, I mean, the Gemara is an elaboration on the Mishnah.
Okay.
I mean, what's very few things in that found in the mission. I mean, they're all the same takana, it would seem. Chayak, you say, okay, later. Maybe you say that's later. But Bari Minei Mizonos, not a brocha that they made when they made Bari Priyates.
Were those the forms of the brocha set up?
I guess I'm shaking his leg at all, I guess.
What bracha did Moshe make?
Well, yeah, I only had one bracha for benching. All right. So, okay, so we saw the Gemara over here with the Yayin, getting to the real, now we start getting to the real heart of the matter here. Into the inner workings. The inner workings of Bracha. Right? Chutz min ha'Yayin. Okay. Who wants to read? bed? Look a little tired.
Okay. Is that a yes or
no? I'm giving you an excuse if you don't want
to. I guess I can try and read here. Mishnah Yayin.
Yeah, so why is it? Why is it? Why is the Yayin a Zer Brahma?
Ilema Mishum de Ishtani Laluya. Ishtani Lebracha. So if you say because it has a. Ishtani is change, right?
It's
changed because of its.
It's changed for the better.
Okay.
It's a change for the better.
You mean the object?
An upward change.
Okay. The Hari Shemin de Ishtani Laluya.
In a figurative sense. Okay.
The Hari Shemin de Ishtani Laluya, Velo Ishtani Lebracha. So, Shemin also has this upward swing, and you don't change the Bracha.
Right. So, alright, so Max, what's the Havmina? Havmina. So maybe you'll say that what? That it's a general rule. Anything that's changed for the better gets a changed bracha. Anything that's changed for the better is changed for the bracha. Right? Seems reasonable.
what are the parameters of change for the better? Like
oil. There aren't that many things, apparently, that change for the better. What does it mean, change for the better? Yeah,
you can't take a cucumber and turn it into a salad. And
I mean, like, now you can see, like, it requires, like, new properties, you know,
and
additional, like, you know. But shemen, just like, what's the difference between, you know, olives to shemen and, like, apples to applesauce, you know? I mean, like, and shemen has more utilities, but in achila, like,
it's a good question.
Does it mean objectively better, or does it mean humanly?
What does objectively better mean? I don't know what that means. Like in the cosmos?
The Malachim relationship.
The apple is much better than a star.
No, meaning that, like, there's something about Shemin that's inherently better than all.
Without making reference to people?
Yeah,
that's going to
be difficult.
Right, no, I'm saying that would be difficult. Expensive. Well, the Gemara holds that the main purpose of the olive is the oil. That's what the Gemara seems. That's what Rashi says later. That's what the main use was oil. I mean, you need a fat. Fat is very important. Fat is very important for cooking. You need a fat.
Sorry. It has certain properties, right? Oil.
It has certain properties, absolutely.
Has a certain thickness that'll, you know.
But yeah, it's basically fat, though. But yeah.
Most things don't have certain properties.
No, I'm saying certain unique properties that distinguish it from
just. Well, what about wine? You see, it's an interesting area.
It's wine, right? It's grape juice also.
No.
It is.
Yayin?
Well, that's a machlokas. What's Rashi holds that as long as it can still turn into wine, I think you still make a burger oven. I think it's only when the grape juice is stopped.
When is it stopped?
When it's put into your ketan bottle. Never going to turn into wine again.
Really?
That stuff wasn't wine.
If you ever bought it expecting it to.
It's an investment. Hundreds of bottles in the basement.
Pick them up off the side.
Vintage years. So, I don't know how the process is, but it shouldn't be so long.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to put those things up to it, but it's still possible.
You extract the sugar and put
most of that.
No. You don't extract the sugar and put in alcohol. You ferment it.
He doesn't hold that. It's
yeah, I know.
Rashi holds make a shakal on grape juice.
What?
So, like, according to, is it normal?
It's machlokes rishonim. Yeah. But
alcohol.
But yeah, Rashi holds even mavushal would make a shakal on, right? Anyway, it's not our topic. But the point is that what? The Gemara here is saying that what? That wine... what I was about to say is, it's a difficult... it has to do with what you were asking me the other day. That on juices you make a shahakal. Right? Juices you make a shahakal. And the question is if it's planted for the juice. Right? That's a question. So the Rambam doesn't have, I mean, some the Rambam doesn't have that halacha. It's planted for the juice. You make an eitz on it.
But shemen he has.
But shemen and grapes, but shemen he does. Correct. That's the Gemara. And so you might say, so what's special about shemen? But it happens to be that...
Shemen is planted or just if it's...
Automatically. Oil is...
Right.
But it has ramifications further than brachos. You know where? Very serious yisurim involved.
What is that? Matzah.
Shabbos. Schita. The Rambam holds the only schita d'oraisa is on grapes and olives.
What's schita?
Squeezing. Juicing. So, and that's what it says in the Gemara, but there, I guess you can, question if it's exclusive to those things or if it's, or not. But there's a position that only those things really have a shame of mashkin. But I don't really want to get too far off the course over here. We'll get back into that sugya. That sugya comes up another time. But over here, the Gemara is positing that that there's an improvement from a grape to wine. And there's an improvement from the olive to oil. Let's just say it has more utility, it has more chashivas. I mean, I don't think we have to really be very specific at this point. But you could say there's oranges and there's orange juice. Sometimes you're gonna move from one. It's just a question of choice. But oil is like a different thing. Oil is not a juice. It's not like another way of eating an olive. It's a whole separate idea. It has completely different properties. I mean, an orange juice is basically you take the orange and you crunch on it. More or less, you're getting orange juice in your mouth. But oil is a whole different process. A whole different process to extract the oil. It's not simply crunching an olive; you get a mouthful of olive oil. It just doesn't work. And those properties of the oil are not really properties of regular food. The Gemara says later, as a matter of fact, nobody eats oil plain. It's bad for you if you just eat oil plain. But it has a certain chashivas. Has a certain utility that the olive doesn't. And it's considered an improvement. Probably economically. I don't know what you take the olives and you make it into olive oil. That's a product. It's a better product.
I don't know the facts, but how do you get olive oil? You just squeeze an olive and that's it, you have olive oil?
This Hanukkah, you should go to Chabad in the Five Towns, and they do a little demonstration and they make olive oil. It's amazing.
It's not just squeezing, there's a process?
It's pretty much squeezing. Yeah.
Is that the chashivas that you were talking about? The wine and the bread?
To me.
Yeah, the chashivas. But I don't know what exactly how you would say it's the Ishtani Liluya exactly means. It's difficult to precisely define it, but it could mean different things in different cases. I mean, I don't think it's the same thing from grape to wine as from an olive to oil. It's a different type of chashivas. But you don't toast to a cup full of grapes, and olives don't have the utility that olive oil has. Olive oil is very different. But the point is that what the Gemara is saying over here, that if it's considered a good change, then maybe it should get its own bracha. If it's considered a change, it seems to be qualitatively. My point is that oranges to orange juice is just two different forms of orange. But apparently wine is not considered like just another way of eating a grape. It's a highly refined entity, and it's a new. It has its own category. It's not just an alternative way to eat a grape. It's not a min. It's like a new. It's a new product. It's a new entity. and wine and oil too. Oil is as far removed from the olive. Okay. But anyway, so what's the idea then? So what would be the first the idea is that just a change for the better, you should have a new bracha. Yeah.
Demands a greater shevach on God's.
Demands a greater shevach. It demands a greater shevach. It demands a greater shevach.
Because this entity is capable of producing beyond
itself.
Because
you are getting a benefit. You're getting a better benefit out of it than the main than the original thing. So you have to recognize that too.
Are you being much for that in particular, the like the fact that this substance was made with the capability to turn?
Let's see. Let that. Yeah. Let's go on. Okay. We'll see. That's a good. That's a good idea. Let's keep that in mind. Go ahead.
Okay.
So that's not true because oil is changed for the better. Oil is changed for the better, and yet it doesn't get a new bracha.
Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Achin Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan. Shemen Zayis Mivarchin Alav Bori Pri Ha'etz.
Okay, so you see that that's not true. It's not true that just because it changed for the better, just because there was some improvement in it, then you don't say that it was that it gets its own bracha.
Okay. So Amri Hasam Mishum Delo Efshar. So we explain over there that it's not possible.
So let's say over there that was so maybe over there the reason why
it's bray per eight is because there's no alternative.
No, it's really the rule is right. Really, the idea is true that any change for the better would demand a greater shevach. The only thing is, it's just not possible. It's just not possible to give a greater. It's not possible to formulate a new bracha for oil. Why?
So Heichin Nevarach, how do we bless? Nevarach Bri Pri Hazayas? Would we say Bri Pri Hazayas?
So if you would say, you try to make it like Bori Pri Hagoven, so you say Bori Pri Hazayas, right?
Pir Gufa Hazayas Ikre.
The only problem is that the fruit itself is called Hazayas. Apparently the fruit, the tree can be called Hazayas, or the fruit can be called Hazayas. But if you say Bori Pri Hazayas, trying to refer to the tree, it also has the meaning of the fruit itself. So what's the problem with that? Let's take a look at Rashi.
Zayas Ikri. Bahavile Bore Pri Hapri.
So then what would the meaning of the bracha be? It would be Bore Pri Hapri. What's the Pri Hapri?
Shapri Karoi Zayas.
Okay, right.
Ve'in Zu Briyas.
But what is the Pri Hapri? The oil. So the bracha would be Bore Pri Hapri. The fruit of the fruit, which is the oil. Go ahead.
Okay, the ein zu, and then this, meaning the oil.
Right.
The ein zu bria shemaim. This is not a creation of the shemaim. Ki bidei adam he bria, because it's as a result of the process of man. Man made it. Bria zu aval gabi gefen.
Okay, so it's interesting. Okay. So you're saying that what's the problem with saying bori priya pri? Is that it's not true. That's the problem. The oil is not Brias Shemayim. The oil is Bidei Odom.
It's not right? A problem. It's not a problem per se of Priya Pri. It's just that this Pri that we're referring to is Bidei Odom, right? Meaning, like, if there
right.
Were, right. If there's a naturally occurring
Priya Pri.
Right.
Is that possible?
Then, does date honey come out naturally, or
don't people
or
eat like the what's the female part of flower called? People like eat those.
The date honey, it does ooze out.
Right. So
it
would that be like to be like a pre, right?
You say boy pre eats on that. Right? No, you say shackle. Sorry. You say shackle.
Mm-hmm. Right. You need a case where it's pre and the pre is ishtani.
That's the whole question, the honey, the date.
No, I'm just wondering, like, the way we're defining, like, we had a discussion defining pre, like, is it possible logically to have a pre of a pre?
Man,
not with our definition of pre.
Right.
I guess the second pre relative to the first, I mean, I don't know.
Or like
honey part of the original pre, right?
Yes, it's right. A product of the product.
Well,
I guess.
Product of the product, right? We were saying pre in terms of tree.
Tree, right?
Right. So if you could separate the identity of the pre from the pre,
you
right.
Also have pre
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Avogale gefen hagefen hia eats ve'anavim heim pre hagefen. So when you say pre hagefen, that's really referencing the tree or the the object of production, I guess, because the...
It's referencing... The Geffen is the vine itself.
Right, and the...
Priya Geffen is...
The fruit of the vine.
The grape. The grape. So now, it's an interesting thing. So when you make Bore Priya Geffen, right, so what are you really making the bracha on?
The grape.
The grape. You're really making the bracha on the grape. Right? When you make a bracha on wine, you're really making a bracha on grapes. Right? And Rashi says you can't make the bracha on the wine, just like you can't make it on the oil. Because you can't say borei hayayin. That's not a Bria Shemayim. That's not a Bria Shemayim.
But how does...
Yeah.
But how does changing the bracha to being on the pre get you out of the problem that you're still being...
There's no problem. The problem was... There's no problem with that. The problem was, what bracha are you going to make on wine? That was the problem. Gemara doesn't have any problem with Bore Priya Geffen. Gemara wants to know, how do you make... The Gemara is saying you have a problem making a bracha on wine. On oil. Because what are you going to say?
No, I know. I understand the problem of it's man-making it. But I'm saying... Even after you have, even if you change the formulation, right, or by yain, like where it's Bore Priya Geffen, right? So it's still going on a process which is not a minish shamayim.
It's not referring to anything. It's referring to the grape. The bracha is referring to the grape.
I think, because that's not really the entity of like chashivas.
And that's not the entity of chashivas. That's right. So the Gemara says, okay, you can work it out. You can say Bore Pri
eight size.
Bore pre eight zayis.
To clarify what you mean by zayis.
Right.
Apparently you can't say bore zayis. Right? You have to say pre eight zayis.
That's the question of it's bore pre eight in general. That's the nature of the
creation. That's right. You have to show it's an idea of peros. There's an idea in the bria of peros. So this Rashi is very interesting, right? It really gives you a certain amount of a yisod over here in brachos, right? Is this what you were referring to, Matt?
I don't think so.
What were you saying before? You had
I was asking about what you are being mishabit, what this increased shevach is. Is it just on this, like this? You have two benefits and this is a higher benefit? Or are you saying that you created this entity with the capability of yielding a higher benefit?
So it would seem from this Rashi,
that it's the latter, right?
It's the latter.
You are being mishabit the grape.
That's right. You're mishabit that this grape was created in a way that yields through the Brias HaAdam a fantastic product.
And then... When you just eat a grape, it's true that Bore Priya Geffen would describe that grape also, but since you're just eating it the same way you eat any other fruit,
that's
right. You can get it specific.
That's right. You want to show there's a specific, that this chashivas, it's an interesting thing, yeah, that there's a chashivas in this, that it's created in a way, this pre is created in a way that has in it capabilities. But that's only when you have the wine are those capabilities expressed. But then you don't make the bracha on your asiya, you make the bracha on what was programmed into the creation.
So why is it only when you have yayin? That's like a reality.
Because that's like you're the mechayev, you always need the mechayev of the thing to have the, you always get up in the morning and say Bore Priya Geffen.
I mean, you have to experience that.
That's right. You have to be mishabeach for it. That's the whole idea. That when you're about to engage it as an entity of your use, you have to be mishabeach for it. But you can't make the surah of the bracha, the text of the bracha, can't reflect your own ingenuity. It has to show the what was tomon in the bria, that which was in it. It's an interesting thing. Even though the zayas could mean both, since it can mean the wrong one, you can't use it. No, you don't want to say, okay, my kavana is bore priya zayas. I mean the tree. But you don't say that. It has to be mashma from the text itself. It's an interesting thing.
Can we have certain ideas of shemach in general that if it could be construed is the wrong thing, even though there is a correct meaning. We don't
right.
say it.
Sounds good. I don't know. We were discussing the other thing. We were discussing the what you call it? Mikhamocha. That sounds like a bakasha, but really it's a shevach, and that they allowed it.
Are you talking Kushi, about something like kalis?
Yeah.
Oh, kalis. I mean, it could go either way. That's true. I mean, lack in shevach, if it can be interpreted in a negative way, too. Okay. So, yeah. So maybe you'll say that what? That really you should make a Borei Pri eight Zayas. I'm sorry, maybe. The Gemara's first was just because there's a change to make a Brocha, and maybe there's just no Brocha to formulate. So that's why only Yayin has the Brocha, because the Geffen is different. And the Gemara says, no, you can say Borei Pri eight Zayas. It's funny Gemara. It's funny Gemara. It's funny Gemara. Right? The Gemara accepts that. Now, eight Zayas would be good. Borei Pri eight Zayas, that would be enough. Right? So what do you say over here? Tough one. Ken. You had something, Ken? Means there...
What's the problem?
So why don't you do it?
So why don't you do it? So that's what Gemara is going to answer, why you don't do it. But I'm saying the Gemara's question.
Right.
Borei Pri Zayas, and then then it says, no, Borei Pri Eight Zayas, good enough. And it was there. Why couldn't it just go to Borei Pri Eight Zayas?
Because with the...
He wanted to show you this idea.
Seems like it's... Right. Seems like it's better.
Explain it.
Right. Or is it that, or is it just... Like, or is...
I mean, you would naturally go to Borei Pri Zayas.
Right. Yeah.
That would be the primary choice. Right. It's only because you have no choice Eight Zayas is sufficient.
Yeah.
So why is Pri Zayas preferable to Pri Eight Zayas?
Isn't it because you're referencing the thing that
you're giving? No, I'm saying that if all things being equal, you would rather say pre Zayas as opposed to pre Eight Zayas.
Right, because you're trying to give Shevach on Shemin. So pre Eight Zayas.
And then you're cheating.
Is referring to the olives.
You're cheating.
Is referring to the olives.
Right.
You gotta be referring to the olives.
But no, you have to be referring to the olives.
Right.
But I'm saying that the Gemara wants to refer to the olive. Right. So it says, okay, so say Borei pre Zayas, meaning Zayas meaning the tree. And the Gemara says, no, Zayas could also mean the fruit. So you can't use that bracha. So say, okay, pre-eight Zayas. Right?
So why can't you say pre-Zayas?
Why can't you say pre-Zayas? But the Gemara seems to go to pre-Zayas first and only knocks it off because it has a bad implication. Right? I mean, is there really it's just a better formulation. I mean, I would say yes. There is a preference for simpler formulations.
What would be wrong with putting it on Shemin itself? Why couldn't we do that?
No, you can't. You can't make the brach on Shemin.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Because that's you're not you're Borei that. Okay, good.
Okay. Where's the trim?
So now we're back. Now we're stuck again. No, it's both Shemin and both Shemin and Yayin have a change for the better. So why is it that Yayin gets its own bracha and Shemin doesn't? We're stuck with the same question.
Right. No, but why do we reject the idea of Ishtayli Iluya as being... I mean, apparently it doesn't work. You know, like, that would have been... I mean,
why don't we have
doesn't support that idea.
Well, let's approach it the other way. Okay? We'll approach it the other way. What does it take to get its own bracha? And then we can come back and see why the other things maybe were not enough. But the Gemara now is really just looking for something that is significant enough to be koveya its own bracha. And it's saying, well, maybe you'll say just a change. So it disproves that. So it's more than just a change that gets you your own bracha. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Right, no, yeah, okay. Just one other question. Is it possible to say, we've been kind of saying, Iluya might be the same as Hashivas. Is Hashivas the maskana? Because Rashi gave it as the reason on the Mishnah.
Well, of course, it's zon, right? Because it's soid, is the maskana.
Right. So when Rashi says chashivas, was he referring to that, or on the mission Rashi says chashivas, but
or just you saying, or just because she was referring to all these things that
lechem also soid.
Right.
Right.
So is that what he means when he says it's chashuv? Because, I mean, if that's the case, then I don't know, I mean, it seems like we shouldn't call the fact that it's Nishtani Leluya chashivis, because, see, that seems to be referring to a different thing.
Well, you see, Rashi says, by Sari says, it's chashuv fe mimazon. No, the chashivis is it has no cap. I mean...
Right. Okay. I guess like a loose term over here.
It's a loose term. Ishtani Leluya. See, later on, the Gemara Rashi uses a different term. He says, for instance, the Gemara says, Rashi says, Le'iluya ma'aliyasa. Lo ishtani, iluya ma'aliyasa. It could be ishtani le'iluya, that's good, but not iluya ma'aliyasa, not the best. The Gemara is trying to find the level. There is a change. But the Gemara wants to know, where do you draw the line? How much of a change is necessary? It's not only one choice, it's only either change or no change. No, it could be you need a very, very significant change. And we'll have to try to define what very significant is. But that's what the Gemara is trying to figure out over here. So if you're going to say any change, then oil also has some change. So now we need to find further qualifications of change.
Okay.
Not just the better change, but in certain realms and certain aspects, we'll have to see. Okay?
I'm going to lateral this one to Moshe.
Go ahead.
Okay, he wanted me to read it. Yeah. I'm fine with that. So Ella Amar Marzutra Chamra Zayin Mishcha Lo Zayin.
Okay, so that's another thing.
Right, so he says Chamra, the wine Zayin is, it provides sustenance, but Mishcha oil Lo Zayin doesn't provide sustenance.
Okay, that's Rashi.
Rashi Chamra Zayin Lahachi Chashiv Lekvalo Bracha La'atzma.
So no, we're looking for what is. No, Chashiv is the halachic operative term.
Right.
Right? When it's called chashuv, then it gets some bracha. But what do we call chashuv? Right? So maybe the fact that it has, that it gives you sustenance. But everything gives sustenance. So it's not just that it gives sustenance. It's what?
Plus the other thing.
Plus the other thing. Right? You must say it's plus the other thing. That it's two things. Is ishtani and Zion. Ishtani Liluya and Zion. Whereas oil is only Ishtani Liluya and not Zion. Otherwise, our carrot is Zion. Everything is Zion.
Why can't you say it's a certain type of that you don't have by oil?
Because I don't think the Gemara is saying that Yayin, this is just seems to me, I mean, impossible to say that yayin is, of all the foods, let's say non-Mazonos foods, when the Gemara says you can bench on a date, because dates fill you up. And you say, wine is more Zion than a date? I mean, there are a lot of things the Gemara says are Zion. So you can't just say because something is Zion, something is... gives you sustenance, that's enough to give it its own bracha. There are many things that give you a lot of sustenance and don't get their own bracha. So it must be building on the prior thing.
Is it, would you say it's two ideas, one building on the other, or is this one qualifying the previous one?
That's a good question. I'm just trying to first establish the fact that it's not abandoning the last one. Right? It's not, definitely not abandoning the last one. Yeah, so what are you saying? That what?
I'm just asking, is it constructed in such a way that it's the last one is true, and then quantitatively we add this, and also it's got to be Zion? Or, I mean, I think it probably goes smoother if it's the last one. It's got to be Ishtani Leluya, but the nature of the Ishtani Leluya has to be such that now it's
right,
Zion.
I mean, it still preserves the Zion quality of the thing. It's not just a level up that, yeah. Is that what you're...
Say it again?
Meaning, like, you could have something which changes into a higher form.
Right.
But then
right.
It loses its Zion, you know, the quality.
No,
the
man is saying that an olive is Zion, right?
Is it?
I assume so. Yeah. Sustenance. But, so maybe the Gemara is saying like this. So this is a good possibility. That what does it mean that the oil is Zion? It means it's changing and it maintains its quality of food.
Right.
Whereas oil, it's true, it changes... but it loses the quality. Right? That's a good shot. That's a good shot. But was that working out with Rashi, though? It's a good shot. But it was Rashi. Rashi says it's Zion. He says that what? Lahachi Choshev. No, it could be. And this is both. I mean, he's going back on both. that it's a change, and it's still in the realm of food. Still in the realm of, it has all of its original qualities, plus it's an improvement. Otherwise, oil, it's true it has an improvement, and you might get more money, you might make more money as an oil producer than an olive farmer, but there's a pagam in the thing too. There's a pagam in the thing too. And something that has a pagam in it as well, he doesn't get his own bracha. That loses chashivas. It has a chashivas and it loses a chashivas. But wine is chashivas, wine is a shtani liluya, and it maintains its all of its prior things.
What's the pagam in the thing?
That it's not sustaining anymore. It's not Zion anymore.
What do you mean by pagam?
Pagam meaning there's something bad in it.
It's just not
from the original fruit. So it had to give up something to get something.
As a shinoi, it's a pagam.
It's not a purely good shinoi. Yeah. We might say that the good outweighs the bad, but in terms of the bria, it means that's not something to be mishabeach anymore. Yeah.
So that Rashi Chamra Zion, so he says Lahachi Chashev, you're saying it's, how are you reading that?
I mean, with his pshat,
right.
I'd say it's not the Zion aspect of it, but because it's Zion, that's why it's Chashev. That's why the Shinoi makes the Chashev. That's why that Shinoi Liluya is considered the Chashev thing.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
okay, let's go on.
I'm not sure. Okay.
I hear what you're saying, but let's go on. By the way, the Rabbeinu Yonah definitely learns that all of the things are cumulative. I don't know if you saw it, because the Gemara concludes a different way, and he also mentions the fact that there's a change. Go ahead.
So then it says, it asks, Mishkalo Zion, is it true that oil isn't Zion? Hatanan hanoder min hamazon, mutar b'mayim v'melach. So,
okay, so if someone makes a neder,
right, he says, I'm not going to have mazon.
Right.
So he's allowed to have water and salt. So v'havinim bo, let's analyze it. Mayim v'melach hudlo ikrei mazon. Hakol mili ikrei mazon. So water and salt aren't considered mazon, but apparently everything else is called mazon.
Right. So if a guy says he's not going to have mazon, so then what? So then the Mishnah says he's only allowed to have water and salt. It's interesting. He's only allowed to have water and salt.
Can make such a
man? Well, not forever, I guess.
Oh.
Right.
Sort of salt.
It can last on water for, weeks?
Three.
If you have water, how many?
3 weeks, I think.
3 weeks.
That's just water.
Salt and water is a bad combination.
If you're like a really heavy person.
You can have salt, you must have.
You can go longer. You can go longer, right.
Yeah, yeah.
But without water, I think you have 5 days, right? Mm-hmm.
Without water,
three,
I thought only three.
Yeah.
Only three?
That's
where the three is. There's a three and there's a
five. I don't know how much spit you had in your mouth.
Eat
started.
And
three. But anyway, so the
situation comes up.
So what are the Gemara saying? So the Gemara saying that if you're going to say, I'm in a mazon, in other words, everything other than water is mazon, basically. Right?
Right. So apparently, the shaman should be called mazon.
Right.
So Neema, they have a tiyuf that the Rabbi Shmuel, the Amre, aim to vorech and bore minim vizono, it's elav ahem minim bilvad.
Right. See, it's a funny thing. It's Rabbi Shmuel.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, it sounds like it's a tiyuf against Rabbi Shmuel, because they say you make a bracha bore minim vizonos only on the hey minim. But if everything is mazon, then...
Correct. So if everything is mazon, so why are these things bore minim vizonos? Everything is mazon. Go ahead.
Right.
So, how do you differentiate?
Right.
How do you differentiate?
So, Amar Rav Huna ba'omer kol hazon alai. So, Rav Huna answers, he says the neder in question in that Mishnah is when he says kol hazon alai, like all that is sustaining on it is upon me as a neder.
Right.
So,
this is really the proof that we're looking for.
Right. So, Rashi says, Amar Rav Huna, Hadikatani mutar b'mayim v'melach v'asar b'shar ochlen u'mashkin lava omer kona mazon alai de'in mazon el meheimin dagan chitin sor nekuzmin v'shibol shua v'shifon.
So that what?
So he's saying that the Mishnah isn't talking about a case where he takes a nether against Mazon alai, because that what we call Mazon is only these five things.
Right.
Five
so the person really said that lashon of Mazon would only be grains. He only would not. He would only be not allowed to eat grains.
Right.
The five grains.
Right. So Ella, but rather, but Omer kol hazon alai konam. So so it's in a case where a person says all that sustains is upon me as a nether not to eat.
Right.
V'chol mili, v'chol mili, nihidlo ikrum mazon, miu mizon zayni, bar mimayim umelach, ama mishcha zayin. So it's true, you can say that the only thing that's called mazon are these five things, but other things are definitely, they sustain you, even if they don't have that proper term mazon.
Right. So you see over here that when we were saying that the yayin is zon, we're not talking about some super zon. Right? We're not talking about energy drink. You mean to say that it's basically still a food substance.
Right? What do you mean by the other one?
What?
Just what actually, what do we mean by the other one?
Mazon versus, yeah, versus Zion?
Yeah, what's the 5 grains? What are they in addition to being...
Complex carbohydrates? I don't know. What would you say?
Carbohydrates.
Even regular.
Staples.
Cereal.
I'm saying in the category of sustaining, how is it different? We're saying everything sustains, right? Well, except like water, whatever. Right? And then we're saying, but...
well, we're saying everything
really
has nutritive value. We're saying everything has nutritive value. I mean, let's be honest over here. Without water, you're going to die. So, water, what do you mean water is not zon? What does that mean?
You'll be hungry.
You need water to live, right? I see. Maybe you get it from your fruits. Get it from your fruits. Like the giraffe doesn't drink, did you know that?
Really?
That's what my daughter told me. Just gets the water from the leaves.
Makes sense.
That's the go-to party.
Yeah. Right
down there. It's not worth it. Wasting too much energy.
That'd be crazy trying to get down there. Probably,
but what's the difference between zon and mazon?
Because of all the blood flushing.
I mean, it's a quantitative... apparently, it's a quantitative difference. It's a quantitative difference. It's more... It's more efficient. I mean, it's a staple. I think you're right. It's a staple. It's a life-sustaining diet. I mean, fruits are not. Fruits are good if you have extra time.
Could you
have fruits? Could you?
Could you survive on fruits?
Could you survive on fruits?
I
you
think
could survive.
You'd get disease because you have a lack of nutrients.
Wasn't that one of the...
I don't know.
Milk. Color things? Milk is the best. Those people who just...
No,
you don't get proteins. You need certain proteins.
Because
they
didn't have
fruits. They got, what's it called? They have the husks.
I mean, maybe you could work it out, get certain combinations of all types of exotic fruits to cover all your bases.
I think there's still like one thing that you need.
One thing you'll never get from the fruit?
Meat,
protein, chocolate.
No, you soy.
Body can get
there's lots of protein in different fruits.
Oh, vegetable, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, we have one more level.
What?
We have one more level before we get to finish
fiber.
Good. So in other words, they're saying that what? They're saying fruit is, he's saying all food stuff, aside from water, is zon. Right? It gives, there is nutritive value. It makes a nutritive contribution to your goof. Okay, but it gives energy. I mean, basically energy, right? But the 5 grains is different. The 5 grains is different. It's really the full, it would seem, it's the full complement of your needs. It's like, it's a staple. I agree, it's a staple.
So does that mean to say that the guy could survive just on water and
bread?
Yeah. You wouldn't need...
I think that's a phrase.
Yeah. Wouldn't you have the same, all those same objections?
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
Could you live only on what's called? Like,
could you live on Mazonos?
Yeah.
We need to get a nutritionist down here.
No, but
okay.
Yeah. No, I'm in like one of these anthropology classes, like you learn that all these people get their diets, they have one staple and like barely anything else. Like, that's
right. Every culture has a staple. Every culture has a staple.
He doesn't wear the yellow.
What's our staple?
McBread.
Ours is funny though. Like America's moves away from that. Like it's
central America and other things. America has so much money that yeah. That's
there you
we have those.
We break all the walls.
I think constantly. I get your brother.
Go ahead.
So I'm a Mishka Zayin. So we see from all this that oil, in fact, is a Zayin.
Yeah, so it doesn't lose something.
Right.
So it's not losing something. It's not being taken out of the category of Ochel. Because it's not trading off its category of Zayin to get its improvement of oil.
Right. So Ella, so rather what do you say? So Chamra Soyed and Mishka Lo Soyed.
That's the difference.
Right. So wine... You make a meal out of?
Soyed.
Is that what I mean?
It's satisfying. I mean, it's...
not if you drink it all day.
Umishkala and oil is not. Oil is not soyed.
I see Rashi.
Soyed. Chashiv tvei mimazon.
Yeah. I think the Ritva has a definition of the... Do we have the Ritva name?
John does.
Wasn't somebody looking at the Ritva yesterday? Who was quoting me the
Ben.
Yesterday?
Sorry.
That was me,
that was you. So you stopped.
Starting trouble.
What does soy mean again?
The Ritva or the Rashba?
I don't remember. Was it the Ritva?
You were saying the Ritva and Ritva.
Did we go? It might be the Rashba. Oh, this is the Rashba, I see.
What?
Yeah, no, maybe right.
Maybe the river.
There's a rush by the rockers.
That's the controversial one, right?
The rocket. Oh, we don't have
the
rocket.
Yeah. You haven't been Connecticut?
Sure. Yeah.
Or what's his face, right?
Now today?
Yeah. That guy. I can't remember his name. I know his name.
Moshe, does this make?
Yeah, he said it like this.
No.
He says.
Yeah.
Okay. Moshe, on this Rashi.
Yeah.
There's different gears that it says. Chashiv tvei mezayin. I have a different thing. Does that make sense?
Chamra.
Probably makes more
which
sense.
Which one? Chamra Zayin?
Yeah, on the side one. Chashiv Tfei Mezayin.
That makes more sense.
Just grammatically, what does that mean?
Oh,
Chashiv. Oh, it's more Chashiv than something that provides sustenance.
Oh, Omri Chamra Soyed. Kirish. Soyed es Halev u Mechazgo. David. So you say, you're the one that's interested in all this terminology. So he says, what does soid mean? Soid means it's soid es halev umachazgo.
Scientists are right.
What?
Okay. Zion hu mima'it ha-ro'av min ha-guf. Oval eino mechazek halev.
That's
interesting. Okay. So he says, Zion means it reduces your hunger. Zion is it reduces your hunger. Soid means it fills up your heart and strengthens it.
Strengthens? It makes me feel good about me. Red wine is good for your heart.
Yayin mechazik halein zehu ha-misra'in kirchse v'so'ado v'so'adu yuchem.
Where is that?
Isn't that in...
Yeah, in Vayera.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is that an emotional? Is it like a feeling? Is that a biological thing?
Self help.
Well, mechazko would seem to be a real thing. But soyed as a lay would seem to be a psychological thing.
So Sviya has both components potentially.
It's soyed. And the Gemara does say that soyed is the same as Sviya, because the other Gemara says you want your bank. Right?
Sviya would be another thing?
No, it seems to be the same. Same. I mean, soid comes from, no doubt, is associated to the word suda. Right? You don't have to be a big etymology to figure that out. Yeah. So now it's saying like this, that what? That it's true that oil is Zion, but Zion just does what? It just reduces your hunger. Right? It reduces your hunger. It takes away a negative. It removes a negative. But do you feel satisfied? Do you feel satisfied? No. You have some carrots. You're not going to starve to death. You happy? No. Right?
I mean, is it too simple to say that it's just the removal of a negative versus not adding a positive? Or is it more?
No, it's not too simple. Okay. I like simple. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So at this point, all right. So Soyed is saying, Soyed. Right, let's finish up this last little piece here. Go ahead.
Okay.
Just to get to the conclusion.
Right. The chamra mi Soyed. So is it true that wine is in fact Soyed? So the harava havashasei chamra kol mala yom ad pischa kiche de negarere lelibe v'nechol matzah tvei.
V'nechol matzah. V'nechol matzah tvei. You're right. I'm sorry.
You're right. So Rava, I didn't prepare this. I didn't get this far, so I'm not sure what all it means. But
you must have done this in Tzachim once.
I've done this in Brachos once, but I forgot what it means. Rava was drinking wine.
Rava used to drink a lot of wine there in Pesach.
Okay. Okay.
In order to be hungry and eat the matzah.
Oh,
hey.
I see.
Oh, you just made that up? How did you know that? I thought you knew it from the Gemara.
No, I remember it from last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. not from experience.
No.
No, okay.
Okay, I see.
So it's Akasha. Right. It's Akasha. Rabba used to drink a lot of wine at Erev Pesach in order to come into the Suda hungry and have the matzah b'teavim. So how can you say wine fills you up?
So, Tuva Gari or Porta Sayed. So, if you drink a lot of it, then it reduces your...
Never can understand that.
So if you drink a lot of it, then it reduces your feeling of soy.
If you drink a lot of it, right, it makes you it draws your appetite. Like, Gorier, it draws
full,
the
full,
appetite.
Full,
but if you drink a little of it, it fills you up. How's that possible?
More
what?
Dehydration.
Yeah,
it's
like a black.
That might be
right?
True.
That's why Rob would drink a lot of wine.
Becoming the negative thing.
It's not supposed to eat. You're not supposed to get full on Erev Pesach. So how can you drink a lot of wine? Because it doesn't make you full. Oh, but we say wine fills you up. That's the difference between a little and a lot. Call it Mosif Gorea.
That right? You shouldn't say agapin if you know you're going to have a lot of wine. Let's say you're full. Right, let's say you get full after a little bit of wine. Then you want to drink more wine.
How can you ever get to the more?
How can you? Yeah, exactly.
It's like Zeno's question.
It's a good question. Right. So you see, it doesn't make you, it doesn't make you more full than you were right before. It makes you more full than when you started.
What?
Because then you get into the paradox. Okay.
So you gotta go down, then up, and then down.
Go ahead.
Even that we're not going to accept, though, because we
saw it. That's the same thing, though. But what Ken is asking is a good question. So wine apparently has both qualities, right? It's soyed and not soyed. It's soyed and makes you hungry.
Maybe if you're having a little.
That's what he's saying. I mean, the Gemara doesn't put any limitations on this.
Don't worry, I'll help a lot.
But is it really true that it's soyed? That wine gladdens the hearts of men, and bread satisfies the hearts of men.
Right.
So nahamahu desoyed, chamar lo soyed. So the pasuk is saying that bread is soyed, but it's saying that wine is misameach. It doesn't say that it's soyed. Apparently, it's excluding it.
Right.
So.
Go ahead.
Rashi or
no,
okay.
Do the last thing, right?
So Ella Chamra is Beitarde, Soid Umsameach.
Nama.
Nahama Misad Soid Smuchi Lo Umsameach.
Okay. That's the end of the Gemara basically. So what does it say, Rashi?
Rashi, Vihaksiv Yain Samachal Avanosh, Visefa de Krova Lechem of Avanosh Isod. Mashma Aval Yain Eno El Umsameach.
So it's Mashma that these are the exclusive qualities. Lechem is Soid and Yain is Umsameach.
Right. So the Umashani though, Lav Kidka Amart, El Alechem Yisod, Velo Yisameach, Alagayim Soid Umasameach.
It's funny. She says, no, wine is both. Lechem is only soid.
It's excluding Lechem.
But anyways, so what's the maskana? What's the maskana in terms of bracha? Now, what do you need now? What do you need now for something to get its own bracha? So it needs what?
Soed, zon, and
Well, zon is included in soed, right? It has to be.
Soed and
iluya. Soed and a shinui liluya. What about the simcha? What's even that? That's just happens to be accidentally. Yeah. But you see, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. He doesn't exclude, you don't say that once you get to Soyed, now you can drop out Shina. What's the matter? You looking for your river?
What?
You looking for your river in Brachos?
No, I was just counting the people. Maybe should be adding it up to it.
There was a reason behind it.
Yeah, right.
I was getting scared. I didn't want to be counted.
You're a lady.
I don't have any shkolim.
Yeah, see the Rabbeinu Yonah over here on the Mishnah.
Yeah, I'm a lady. I have my own count.
He says,
I said Moshe was a lady.
Chutz min hayayin, Misha hayayin kiven she mechameshes abshemachmas hashinoi choshev yoser. So he says, he goes back to the original thing. Back to the original thing in the Gemara. That since, because of the shinoi, it's more important, koveya brocha la'atzmo. Kedem eforish b'gemara. Techamer soed. U'misameach. He throws it in too. U'may d'chsev yayin. Okay, that goes big. But,
wait, so your whole part of it is because it's misameach?
He just says that the Gemara says that. I don't know if he holds that's necessary.
The way he's presenting it, it seems like he's saying it's ishtane via the fact that it becomes soed. Like that's the form that its iluya takes.
It's true. It's misameach. He does put it in. Kedem eforish b'gemara. He says that what chutz min hayayin misha yayin kevin she machmas hashinoi choshev yoser. So because of the shinoi, it's more choshev, right? Because of the shinoi, it's more choshev. Not just ishtani liyiluya. It's more chashuv. Something better than just ishtani liyiluya. Koveya brocha l'atzmo. Kid meforish b'gemara. Now, what is ishtani liyiluya? What's the shinoi that's more chashuv? Dechamra so'ed u'misameach. I mean, it's not. It's completely unnecessary the misameach from the standpoint of the gemara. The gemara was happy with the fact that it was so'ed because there are no makashas.
And you can't say you require mismail because bread isn't mismail. So how are you going to... You can make that requirement in all bread.
Right. But, yeah, so what is the idea, though? I mean, the Gemara is finally... Forget about the misameach part right now. But the Gemara is concluding that what is required to... Soed is required, right? A shinoi, you need, but it's a combination. For some reason, it's a combination. You need the shinoi. It has to be that it's changed, right? And that change produces soid. Yeah.
Factual question. Can anything be naturally soid, or is it only products that are created?
It's a good question. I mean, I gotta check the Gemara with the dates. I think the Gemara says if you accidentally bench on dates, yotze. You don't have to make another.
Is that a Mishnah?
Somebody one of the times on dates. We pass in that way.
Wouldn't it cover it anyways? Wouldn't it be Yosei?
No, it has to be Mazon. Has to really be. In case of Shoshachel. I know that it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch.
In Kitzur Baruch on Mem Dalet.
On Mem Dalet.
It's Rami Gamliel.
Another thing to remember, Baruch Avraham Shlosh Brachos, right? They were Shlosh Achas. Right, but I think we do hold Lamaskona though, that b'di'evit if you benched on the dates, it's good.
I mean, Rashi says on that mission that it's kosher mizayim mir. So is that the same as soy?
That's a different svara, though. I have to check the. I know the Mechaber has it somewhere. I forgot where. On mistakes and mistakes and benching over there. But anyway, I don't think it's. Let's put it this way. I don't think it's impossible. I mean, there's nothing intrinsically impossible with that. Maybe factually doesn't exist, but I don't see why it would have to be. Yeah. So that's the question. Why do you need both? Why do you need both? It's interesting. And I think he has it again also later, Ben Yonah. He mentions it again. Yeah, he has it again also on the next slide. He says, Shemin Zayas and Rachel are Borpu 8. The Afogav the Ishtani the Mal Yusuf, the Milsekoi. Even though it's changed, it still remains its own thing. It still remains in the original, in its original state. Just a Aleph.
You think it's supposed to Shahakol?
No, it was supposed to get more Rachel. Well, that too. But Rachel are Borpu 8. Kamo al azesim, that too. That's true too. But Gemara show lomar lo tiknu lomar lo bori pri hazayis kamo al yayin. Umadrina and the chamar mishum the soil umasameach kovea bracha lasno. Again, he comes back with the soil umasameach. But he's not medayik in his lashon over here, because the Gemara never really the answer to that question is you can't say that bori pri hazayis. He means that whole idea having his own bracha. Yeah. Yeah, so what do you say over here? Why is that the Mishtani a change? First, let's have a change.
Think about it for tomorrow.
Think about it for tomorrow, okay. And then, let's think about it for tomorrow, and then we'll do the next piece tomorrow.
Pesach?
Yeah.
Are you doing this tomorrow? You said you wanted to do some Purim stuff, maybe?
No, okay, well, let's try the other tomorrow first.
What about the Sefer HaKhenah?